March 26, 1969. Amsterdam Hilton Hotel. Presidential Suite. Day. The Presidential Suite is transformed into a haven of peace and activism. Signs reading hairpiece and bedpiece hang over the bed, while artistic touches adorn the room. John Lennon and Yoko Ono, dressed in pajamas, sit on the bed surrounded by reporters and photographers. The atmosphere is charged with curiosity and anticipation as the couple prepares to embark on their unconventional protest for world peace. Amsterdam Hilton Hotel, bedroom. The press has finally left the presidential suite, leaving John Lennon and Yoko Ono alone. The room is in disarray from the week-long bed-in, with plates of half-eaten room service food, scattered newspapers, incense burns on the furniture, melted candle wax in the carpet, deflated balloons, magic markers and posters, tambourines and a guitar propped in a corner. The hotel maid in a blue uniform with a white apron enters, ready to make up the bed. John, to the hotel maid. You can go ahead and make the bed, love. We'll just be over here. The hotel maid nods and begins tidying up the room, meticulously fixing the sheets and fluffing the pillows. John sits on the edge of the bed watching her work. Yoko stands nearby, observing with curiosity. John to Yoko. This bed-in has been quite something, hasn't it? Can't believe the attention it's gotten. Yoko. Yes, I'm glad we were able to use our platform to spread a message of peace. John reaches into his briefcase and pulls out a sketchbook and a set of coloured grease pencils. He flips through the pages, searching for a blank one. John, you know, love, I've been inspired by you during this whole thing. Your strength, your spirit, it's truly remarkable. Yoko blushes and takes a step closer to John. Yoko, thank you, John. You've been an inspiration to me as well. Our connection is something special. John finally finds a blank page in his large sketchbook. He tears it out gently and places it on the bed. He picks up a red pencil and starts sketching Yoko, capturing her features and essence on the special litho paper. Yoko. What are you drawing, John? John. You and me, my love. I want to capture this moment, this feeling on paper, something to remember forever. Yoko watches as John's pencil dances across the paper, forming lines and shapes that depict her likeness. She stands still, basking in the intimate moment shared between them. Yoko. You have a way of seeing me like no one else does, John. Your artistry goes beyond music. John, looking up from his sketch, that's because you inspire me, Yoko. You've awakened something within me, something that goes beyond the Beatles. The hotel maid finishes making the bed and discreetly leaves the room, allowing John and Yoko to remain undisturbed. The sound of pencils on paper fills the space as John continues to sketch, completely absorbed in capturing the essence of his muse. John, now take off all your clothes, Yoko. I'm going to show the world how I love you. Yoko takes off her bathrobe and lays back onto the bed. We see John's face as creativity and desire merge. From a discreet angle, we see Yoko fully spread her legs toward John. She begins to move her hand over her crotch. He sketches for a few moments. Yoko begins to moan, and then John throws his sketchbook aside, diving onto the bed with Yoko. Dissolve to. Cherry blossoms falling from the tree outside the Amsterdam hotel room window.